So now we really get into the meat of this presentation. That's how to write a kick-ass blog to find your buyers. So what's CPR? Your blog needs CPR in a good way. CPR is clarity, personality, resonance. So make your words crystal clear. That is first and foremost. Personality, make your words sound human and relatable. Don't be afraid to write and show your personality. Have that shine through. Resonance, again, this comes back to things we were talking about before. You want to write to the buyer, not the buyers. If you're writing to everyone, you're writing to no one. And there's a huge difference in that. And that's the trap that a lot of corporations, especially mid-sized companies and bigger, they get into, is that they're just writing to the crowd. And it's really hard to connect to the individual when you do that. So a great way to really, you know, understanding the individual is do up a customer avatar. It's similar to a business persona, but you know, really understand those profiles of who you're writing to very specifically. I was going to talk about night sweats and wet dreams. Sounds really saucy. Basically, what the night sweats is that there's two critical things you need to understand about your buyer. The night sweats are your buyer's worst fears. And so what keeps your buyer up at night? What's the pain points that really concern them? The wet dreams, you know, what are they craving, right? And if you, it may seem obvious in your business, well, we have benefits, this is what we do, but you really might not understand what your customer really wants. And without really understanding that, how can you really connect to your audience and pull them along? Once you've, you know, you got a great title, you got a great intro, you did your excerpt, but how, you know, how can you keep your buyer reading throughout your entire blog? Everybody loves a good story. I mean, people love stories. Now, this can be a great mechanism to use in your blog, but you do have to be careful that if you're writing in a story, you keep it tight, you keep it on target to what you're writing, because it's easy to get carried away and then all of a sudden you're losing your audience. A little bit tougher to do. The easy way to keep your audience hooked is to provide useful resources and statistics. I know as a business owner, when I go to a blog, boy, I really appreciate when the blogger has taken the time to source out some really good resources for me to use, whether it's tools, statistics, you know, just all kinds of stuff, because that's the information I want. I want facts. I want things that are going to help me grow my business. Humor. You got to go to iNetwork and read Troy's blog. It is freaking hilarious. And I was so impressed. I mean, he really nailed it. You know, and he got his, you can really sense that this is Troy talking. His personality comes through. So that's what you want to do, really. And even though, Troy, you're in a business where it's not maybe the most exciting thing in the world, other than the movie business stuff is pretty cool, that doesn't mean that just because you're in IT, that doesn't mean you have to write a boring blog, right? Actually, by getting your personality into the blog, you're going to stick out over your competitors because they're writing the boring blogs. This is a great one, and one that's often people forget. Headers are navigation beacons. This is the cruel, hard fact in the world. People only read your blog for 15 seconds. That's it, 15 seconds. This is where headers come in, and they can be a godsend. The headers help your buyer focus their thoughts. And this is a good reason why before you write your blog, you should actually start by just outlining your headers and your keynotes and just start there first before you actually start writing. Because the headers will help navigate that person to exactly where they want to go, because maybe they only have 5 minutes and they really need that information they're looking for. Now, what happens when a person can find what they're looking for, and I know I do it all the time, they're going to bookmark that blog because you delivered the value and you helped them find it quickly. And out of that, they're more likely to share the blog as well. Because you can tell, yeah, it's at this header right here, just read that, it's below there. Bang, you got it, right? And there's a good chance that if a blog does that, I'm going to go back and read the full blog because I may reference that useful whatever it is many times, right? So headers are a great way to navigate, and nobody wants to read like a page where it's paragraph, 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 paragraph. When I was working in IT for many years, the executives just loved to write paragraphs, just paragraphs, you know, and oh my God, it was just terrible. I mean, you know, when you look at the page, you go, just almost like, this gives me a headache even looking at it, right? And you really don't want to be writing a novel. And that applies to web pages as well, not just blogs. Okay, here's a topic that's really close to my heart. Of course, Red Wagon Video being a full-on media production studio, and we do video production as well, we really like to help companies really get their mojo on with their media. And it applies to blogs, it applies to web banners, it applies to AdWords or advertising banners. And this is where we really help them really get the most out of the investments that they're making. So one great way to get more clicks with killer media, use a video. I mean, to me, a vlog just is great. Because if I have a chance to listen and watch a blog, I'm going to opt for that first and then read all of the text down below. Now, don't get me wrong. You still need the text because you still need the SEO. But if you have a blog that you think is killing it, like you think you got traction, turn it into a video, right? Because you're not wasting time making the video because you already know that it is doing pretty good. But take it to that next step. And of course, you make a really good personal connection with your company using the video. Another thing you want to really think about is make sure that feature image, if you use WordPress, it's usually a link you hit called feature image. Make sure you do a really good job with that image. Take the time to invest in that. And if you need a designer to help you, get a designer. It's worth the investment. This is one that I love. Use infographics, diagrams, illustrations. If I have a chance to consume information in a visual way, that's what I'm going to go for first, for sure. Most people do. And it's been proven that a diagram will allow the reader to digest the information like 60,000 times faster than just trying to put it in text. This is really important if you're in a service industry where you're dealing with complex ideas, like an IT company. Use a diagram to help your reader understand what you're trying to communicate. So there's a fact, 94% of content with visuals get more total views than just text blogs only. Blogs are the nuts and bolts of SEO. This is so true. I mean, if you're putting together a content strategy for your company, the blog should really be at the center point of that SEO strategy, and there's one good reason why. Google loves to see fresh content. So, unless you're posting a new web page every week or every month, you want the search engines to come back to your website, especially if you're investing in SEO, because it gives a chance for the algorithms to re-rank your website. So it triggers a new search. So by blogging, you're not only helping connect with that content in Google search, but you could be helping your website rank, especially if you are continually working on building more links into your website. I find that when I do SEO, I like to focus on one or two keywords only, that's it. If you try to go more than one or two keyword phrases, it's going to be really tough to rank. So just focus on one or two keyword phrases. Quality over quantity. I would say one good quality blog is worth 10 crappy blogs. In fact, I would say that a crappy blog is not even worth posting. It's a waste of your time. So if you're going to do a blog, go through the steps that I've talked about. Don't cut corners on editing. This is a big one as well. Have a editor in your back pocket that has experience with blogging. So you can fall back on them and they can help you you know, as a business owner, you know, you're really busy. So have somebody you can fall back on that can maybe see when you can make a sentence a little bit better or a title a little bit better, who has a good feel for that. This is a big point too. Clarity of message wins every time. This is the analogy I like to use. If you have two blogs side by side in Google search, and they're both almost equal, they got both great titles, they got great intros, they got a great description, they got a great excerpt, they're put together really well, which blog is going to win out, especially if it's two blogs, say two competitors side by side? The blog that has absolute clarity is going to win out every single time, because people don't want to work really hard to understand what you're saying. So keep your writing simple and clear. In fact, Google wants to see a grade 7 reading level, if you can believe that. That's what they want to see. Now, it doesn't mean you can't use, you know, adult words, right? But to me, writing a good blog isn't much different than script writing. When I write a script for a video, a really good script, you can almost anticipate what the person is going to say, and you can almost be one step ahead of them. And what that happens when you can do that, your reader is going to feel really relaxed. And as soon as you start using words where they have to think too much about it, people get stressed out. And then the chances of them just backing out of your blog, you increase that chance.